This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Soybean yields are reportedly doing well in Iowa and even better than expected in South Dakota. Soybean yields are disappointing, however, in Illinois and Indiana, where they got too much rain. That appears to be the case in corn as well. I do not have a corn yield yet, but the family is telling me that what they have harvested as earlage much exceeded their yield expectations. Last year, my corn yielded a sub-APH 190 bushel per acre. The crop literally died when the rain stopped. We applied fungicide this year, and I think that, coupled with the rain in August, that the corn stayed green, which improved the fill. Corn yields here will be very variable, determined by soil type and fungicide insecticide use. Heavy ground had more moisture reserved than light ground. The dry June sent roots down deep to get all that was available. There could be a 100 bushel per acre difference. Our primary challenge to corn on corn here has become rootworm pressure. It was exceedingly heavy this year, and genetic and pesticide control is not proving adequate. I'm going to rotation with soybeans, and I've talked to other farmers here who have been corn on corn that say they will plant some soybeans next year. They're having a similar issue with tar spot in the eastern corn belt, where they're having to make up to 3 fungicide applications to get control. Rootworm pressure and tar spot will increase both the yield risk and the input cost of growing corn on corn. Those that have been corn on corn will gain a yield boost from rotating to soybeans. Given the surge in fertilizer prices, it becomes another incentive to drop corn on corn. 70 bushel per acre soybeans makes a significant contribution to the end needs of a following corn crop, adding to the value of soybeans that many will consider in light of high nitrogen prices. USDA September quarterly stocks reports made sense relative to the way that the corn and soybean markets have been responding for several months. I think that the messages that were delivered was that the higher production 2020 soybean crop from both yield and acres allowed for adequate soybean stocks, which is why those crushers were never squeezed to bid up in July and August as I had expected. The cash market never traded like soybean stocks were tight because they weren't that tight. Given the response of the cash market, 256 million bushels was adequate stocks. The cash soybean market traded just like the September stocks report suggested that it should. We noted that the soybean market disappointed us, and the USDA finally gave the confirming fundamental supply reason as to why. I doubt that the disappointment is complete. USDA will carry these larger soybean stocks into the October 12th WASD report in the carry-in. If, as according to USDA, last year's revised U.S. soybean crop yield was 51 bushel per acre, and my yield this year was over 18% larger than last, I think that the odds of a negative soybean balance sheet increase. I binned the crop that I had condo storage for, sold the overrun to avoid paying storage, and hedged in futures for the time being until we get through the October crop report. I'm therefore flat the soybean market. I believe that demand will come in to support the soybean market will be attracted by lower prices, but for the time being, they're not tight. What bothers me is that last year, farmers lined up to sell soybeans off the combine for $10, and this year they are bidding them in old rusty government bins to avoid selling them for $12. Given the higher yields, $12 cash soybeans are not that bad of revenue. Wheat, corn, cotton, and sorghum will all take acres away from soybeans, providing a floor to the price. Immediate technicals are negative, and support at $12 in futures is likely to be well tested. The USDA's September quarterly stocks report for corn also confirmed what the market had been telling us. Many thought that a billion bushel carryover was pipeline supply for corn. It now looks as though the demand base has grown, so that number is enlarged to the 1.237 billion bushels. We sold cash corn for $1.15 over Chicago border trade, and the basis here was slow to deteriorate and is still par at harvest, not something normally seen. USDA reduced the 2020 corn yield from 172 to 171.4 bushel per acre. Early harvest reports from the eastern corn belt are that the crop there is nowhere near a record as USDA has forecast. Illinois may just be 200 bushel per acre. Corn yields are extremely variable in the western corn belt, but were helped by the August rain where received. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.